A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Teach 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Lamed Zayin, Zvachim 37a, pagination 73. Let's take a look at the facing page at the start of the new perek towards the bottom of the page. So we're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis 36b. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai Say. Kol anitonim al mizbeach hachitzon, anytime that you're putting blood on the outer mizbeach, shenosan b'matana achas kiper, and you only did one giving, meaning one shtayim shehin arba, that would be good enough. Uvachatos, an achatos which is not done shtayim shehin arba on the corners, that it splits between the two sides, but rather it's done intentionally, one on each corner. Direct application. Uvachata shtei matanos beishamai, require two of the corners should be done properly. Uveshilul omrim, but beishilul say, af chatos shenosna matana achas kiper, by the chatos, which is applied specifically on each corner, even one corner would be sufficient to achieve atonement and the carbon is kosher. So again, Beishamai hold that a chatos, which is being applied to each corner individually, requires bottom line two times. And Beis Hillel, again by the chatos being applied to each corner individually, bottom line requires one time. Lefikach, therefore, if the Kohen put the first application of the blood onto a corner correctly, but the second application, he had other intents out of its proper time, kiper, it is going to be a good atonement. Let's focus on Beis Hillel's approach, which is that the first application of the chatas makes it kosher, so it's kosher. If the first application was done properly, it's done, and then if he had a improper thought by the second application, but it's done already. And likewise in the negative, if he does the first application as pigul with the wrong intent, and the second application he does has a different wrong intent, and therefore he would be diluting, so to speak, the pigul violation, the halacha would be pigul. It's still going to be pigul, v'chayavim malav kares, and there is going to be kares. It's going to be the high level of violation called pigul, because the first application is what counts. That's what we look at, and if he did that entirely with the wrong intent, that'll make it pigul, even if the second application was done with a different type of wrong intent. I'd like to focus on the piece of Gemara that is focused on the Beis Hillel Omrim, Af Chatos Shenitna Matana Achas Kiper, that the Chatos only requires one of the four applications. And you'll remember that Beis Shammai said two of those four applications is required. Let's turn the page to Lamed Zayin Amud Beis 37b, and in the last third of the page you'll see a two dots, v'hachatos shtei matanos, the opinion of Beis Shammai starting off that topic, that the chatos requires two applications and Beis Hillel require one application, and we'll see how the Gemara presents they derived these rules from the Psukim, a quite meticulous read of the Psukim. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, my time with the Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning for Beis Shammai? There's supposed to be four applications, one on each of the four corners of the Mizbeach. Beis Shammai say, that's the way it's supposed to be, but if you only did two, it's acceptable. So the pasuk says, kuranos, kuranos, kuranos. it says the plural form of corners of the Mizbeach, horns, the piece that sticks out at the corner. And because it says it three times in the plural, Harei Kan Sheish, that's the equivalent of saying it six times. Arba'a L'mitzvah, that tells us that four applications is the correct way to do it. There are four corners to the Mizbeach. Each side is supposed to get its own application. U'shtayim la'akev, and the extra two, because Kuranos is pluralized from the three times, so you have another two to work with. Those two are the ones that are telling you that these must be done. So the first four are preferably, but two of them are repeated. And what's repeated means, oh, you better do these. That's Beis Shammai's approach. Uveis Hillel, but Beis Hillel disagree, and they make the observation that the word kronos is not always written male, sometimes it's written chaser. Male means full, chaser means missing. We're talking about the extra vav, which is flexible. You could produce kronos, the nun being pronounced, no, could be produced either by the dot vowel above the nun, or by putting a vav vowel after the nun and having the O above the vav, which indicates that the nun should be pronounced in that same way. The difference, though, is whether the word is regarded as malay or chaser. Is it being written full, or is it being written missing, shortchanged, so to speak? And that nuance will tell us how to handle the meaning of the word. We have different words throughout Chumash that are written either malay or chaser and give us certain indications. The word Yaakov by the kuf can be found written with a vav, even though typically it's not written with a vav. The word nesiyim can be found written chaser in a specific case, telling us that the nesiyim, the princes, acted improperly. I'm referring to the case where they did not donate to the Mishkan right away and instead said, whatever's left over, that's what we'll do. So the extra yud, the extra vav, these indicate different ways of understanding the word. By way of mashal analogy, if a person sent you shopping and told you to get 10 pounds of plums and 12 pounds of nectarines, and you know what, give me 3 pounds of apples. So then when you're shopping and you're in the real application of that directive, you would handle those different directives differently, because the first two sets of fruit were said with great emphasis, and you get the feeling that even if you can't find them on the floor, you're going to ask for them, or you're going to go to another store, you're going to make sure to get them. Whereas the apples were almost whispered. They're like kind of as an afterthought. You didn't get the impression that the exact number of pounds that was articulated is a hard and fast rule compared to the other ones. And over here also, if something is written chaser, it's not going to have the same emphasis. Let's see how this plays out. Uveis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, karnas, karnas, karnos. Even though it's always going to be pronounced kuranos, but as if it has the vav there, but it's written twice without the vav and once with the vav. And that indicates to us that it's not the bold expression that Beis Shammai make it out to be, that kuranos, kuranos, kuranos means six because each one is pluralized. Beis Hillel say there's much greater nuance here that we have to pay attention to. I'm going to skip the first interpretation of Beis Hillel And if you skip a line, you'll see Ve'i Bayis Eima. And if you want, let's understand Beis Hillel in the following way. Hainu Taima de Beis Hillel. Ahani Mikra, the way it's read, indicates something. It's read in the plural. Ve'ahani Misores, but the way it's written also means something. So on the one hand, we're reading it, plural. On the other hand, some of them are written almost like in the singular. And the Gemara explains, Ahani Mikra, the way it's read informs us, L'tefuye Chada, to add on another corner to our assessment. Ve'ahani Misores L'vutzure Chada, but the way it's written tells us to take away one and not to be excessive over here. Meaning, the one that's written in the plural, kranos, with the vav, male, so that's obviously going to count for two. But we have a remaining two times that it's written, karnas, karnas, type of letters. So on the one hand, it's pronounced kranos, so that would indicate that we should add to the existing four. Karnas, karnas is two, kranos is another two. And the fact that the first two were read in the plural would indicate that we should add to it. On the other hand, they're written without the vav. So therefore, we only go up one and we don't go up two. And this is going to be the source for Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, certainly you're supposed to apply it to all of the corners, to all of the horns of the Mizbeach, but it only adds up to five, and therefore the time that the Pasuk, so to speak, screamed or repeated itself to let you know what's required bottom line is only one more than the regular four. So four have to be applied as the mitzvah, but if you want to know la'akev, we're up to the fifth, and that tells you that one is absolutely necessary. Asks the Gemara, this is an intriguing way to understand psukim. Elameyata, if you're going to follow that logic, so by the laws of tefillin, the pasuk articulates it, litatfas, litatfas, litotafos. Obviously, all of them are going to be pronounced litotafos, but it's written chaser, without the vav, in two places. One place is written full. So, harekan arba, so I should look at litatfas, litatfas, litotafos, and come up with a basic four, because one of them is pluralized, and two of them are written regular, without the vav, simpler. So I'm up to four. And then I should say, Ahani Kra ve'ahani Misodes, the way it's read, plus the way it's written, on the other hand, with a counterbalance, should bring us up, not to six, the way Beis Shammai did, but Beis Hillel say, it's a half-hearted one up. Chamisha bati bo'i lemevat, there should be a requirement to have five boxes in tefillin. Because litotafos, and then two litatfas, which is pronounced litotafos plural, but written singular. So you have an existing four, and you should go up to a fifth, like a compromise. How far do you go up? Answers the Gemara, in this particular case, you can't apply this methodology. Savalok Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, Da'amar Tat Pekasvi Shtayim, Pas Pe'afriki Shtayim, that Tat Fas intrinsically means 2 plus 2. And therefore, it was 4, and there was no room to start wondering how many boxes it should be. And therefore, we never ended up darshaning the Mulei and the Chaser in this manner. A place where you could apply this methodology, though, would be the case of Sukkah, which we save for the next session. Thank you for joining.